Workbook, Unit 14. Listening 2. Listen to the tape and answer the following questions.
What about the living conditions of your family in Birmingham, Mrs. Baker? What were the houses like?
The houses we lived in were made of wood, and mostly in very bad condition. We only had 2 small rooms, and no electricity, of course. What I hated most about not having electricity was that we couldn't use a radio. It wasn't until the 1940s that we got a radio.
Did you feel that as a black person you were treated in a different way from white people when you were a child?
No, not really. I didn't know many white people anyway, and I didn't consider it strange that I grew up among black people. All my friends were black, and we seldom left our neighborhood. Only as I grew up and started going to school did I become aware that there were certain parks we couldn't go to, and certain places where we couldn't swim.
Did you experience any discrimination as you grew up? Was it easy for black people to find jobs?
Women worked as nurses or teachers, but only for black people. Some women worked as cooks in people's homes or in restaurants, but there were no black waitresses or salesgirls. Black men worked in factories or operated elevators, but they couldn't become firemen, policemen, or shop assistants. They could become doctors, teachers, or even headmasters, but only in the black community.
Was it possible for black students to enter universities?
There were cases of black people trying to go to state universities in Birmingham, but nobody thought they had much of a chance. Every possible excuse was brought up to stop black students from entering university. We never knew of any black students going to university in the South.
Were there any other legal obstacles that African Americans faced?
Well, of course. We couldn't vote. Even though I was a teacher for more than 25 years, I couldn't vote until the late 60s.
What about the Montgomery bus boycott?
We were always treated the same as Rosa Parks on buses anywhere in the South. Most of us had to ride the buses. We bought our tickets at the front of the bus, and then went around to the back door to get in. A sign marked where the white section ended, and the black section began. Even worse was when some of the whites would get off. Some drivers would refuse to move the sign back up so that we could have more room and a few more of us could sit down.
3. Listen to the tape again and answer the following questions.